I said, officer, please, you know what I mean, give me a chance so I could go out there and just sing two songs for my audience. And I said, yo, we have to lock it off now. And I said, allow me to greet the people them. Because as you see, people are just entering into the venue. People driving all the way from Niagara Falls, Mississauga, you know what I mean, Ottawa, 4 hours all the way. People outside trying to get in to come and see Chuck Friendly. It's been 10 years I haven't come to Canada. And I have to experience something like this. This is really devastating to the fans, them, you know what I mean? They've been locked down for 3 years, you know what I mean? You can't use what happened last week and then bring it to make that affect our show. He was saying that he got a call from Med Office, says to shut down all reggae events. You know what I'm saying? So when I look at it, I say, it's like the music is under attack. You know what I mean? Because if you're going to shut down all the reggae events in Canada because of one festival, you know what I mean? I don't have nothing to do with that, or the people, them don't have nothing to do with that. You know what I mean? It's really crazy. So really and truly, we have to look at this with a more brighter eye and know that the way forward, you know what I mean? We have to start unite, you know what I mean? And know how we present ourselves and how we act and all of them things. Because as you can see, once it's coming out of Jamaica, it's going to be a different perspective. You know what I'm saying?